So we are interviewing Edna Atkinson.
Yes.
And the date is, you're going to have to help me with it, the 24th of February.
Correct.
2023. And I'm interviewing Edna about her experiences of being in the Bishop Stainton Modern Wives Group.
Right.
Which was started in 1968.
Yes.
And ended in 1982.
Yes.
Great. So I first just to get a bit background, how long have you lived in Bishop Stainton?
57 years.
And when did you join the Modern Wives?
I, with a couple of other friends, started it.
Oh, you started it. Fantastic.
Yes. What happened was that I was a churchgoer, and where I'd been before, I'd also been a member of the Mothers' Union in Exminster. And I'd been here 3 years when we started, and I... Brenda Grant, who used to live in, I think they were livery stables at one time, opposite where the doctor used to live and next door to where the chemist used to be. Do you know where that is?
It's been a million different places, I
yes.
feel.
Well, if you go to the top of Bishop's Avenue, keep going. And there's a house there which is turned into flats, 1, 2, and then the next one, which now has a garage door at the front, that was the window of the chemist.
Okay. Yes.
And about, I don't know how many years ago, about 5 years ago, the chemist went into the post office, but she still lives in the chemist shop and uses it as a house.
Okay.
Interestingly, sorry,
okay.
When the man who had been there before, Mr. Bond, was there, after he left, some of the equipment, which was very old and just what you'd expect, I would expect, to see in a small chemist anywhere, which hadn't been modernised. When I was a little girl, and they weren't into modernising things then, they were using what they got. But these wonderful cabinets and drawers and bottles and things, I think they've still got them. I've seen them there, are at St. Mary Church Museum.
Okay.
So if you want to see what was once in Bishop Stainton...
I'll have to get in touch with them.
Chemist, yes.
That sounds great, doesn't it?
I don't know if they've still got it, but I saw it there some good years ago. And once I knew it was there and took my daughter, because my daughters, when they were small, they knew this... old-fashioned chemist before Alison came. Well, two came after the old-fashioned one. Right. So, I've forgotten what I was saying.
Okay. Brenda Grant.
Yes, yeah, starting the Modern Wives.
Right. So, I went to church and this Brenda Grant lived next door to the chemist and she was also a churchgoer. And we had a very shy, seemingly shy, but when it came to it, he didn't interfere, but he was very, very a wise man. And he took her aside one day and said, I'm a bit concerned because there's a lot of your age group. Suddenly, there were young mothers of 30, 33 to up to about, not as far as 40 really, the bottom 30s, coming into the village with the new houses which were built, etc., etc. And he said, there's nothing for them. He said, there's Women's Institute, but that's in the afternoon, and they can't go there because of fetching, they've got small children, and also fetching and carrying the others to school. This was particularly my situation. And Women's Institute, oh, and Mothers' Union, also in the afternoon. So she got me, with whom we'd already struck up a sort of, not exactly a friendship, but a bit of a camaraderie, and a couple of others. And we went to her. I can remember being in her sitting room next to the chemist, and she explained this, and she said, Father Ingram, it was very high church then, Father Ingram is concerned for us, our age group, which I thought, I'd never heard of a priest.
It's very progressive, isn't it?
And to look at him, you wouldn't have thought he was a bit... Because he used to go around the village with a Beretta.
Yeah.
And he... you wouldn't have thought he was a bit progressive. Anyhow, we sat and we talked, and there were a couple of, but there were about five or six of us she'd invited. And so we decided to get a meeting together in the community centre, I think, where you have all your stuff.
Oh, yes.
Up the stairs, go in through the door, up the stairs, and that was actually the home of a village family where the father was the teacher.
Yes.
The wife was his assistant, etc., etc. Yeah. And it was still church property then. And we had a meeting and we put notices out. And I don't know how many people turned up for the meeting. I haven't... you can...
I think it was... It's in my article. I think it was about 21.
Was it?
Yes.
Actually, it may be in here. I've flicked through this, but... yes, and that was quite good. And I said, well, I said, we need something to shoot at. If we just all go there, what do you think? What would we think? So, if you agree, I'll get this person I know, whose husband is Vicar of Ken, and very wise in Mother's Union things, but not at all stuffy, you know, very nice, comely woman, very dumb with the complexion that goes with it. And she came along and I explained exactly what we were talking about, and that we may not start on that. A young wives it would have been, because there was another tuning. Anyhow, she talked to Mother about Mother's Union, she talked about young wives, we all had a cup of tea, she went off, and the general debate, well, what does anybody think? Well, almost as a man or a woman came the replying, we don't want young wives. They didn't want anything to do with the church. I didn't mind. Brenda, it was just one of those things. I mean, they knew what their background, I don't know what their backgrounds were, it didn't matter to me. The only reason they would have known what my background was and Brenda's, that we went to church, and A, I got this lady from Mother's Union to come and speak to them because my children were that much smaller and I could take them as toddlers to Mother's Union at Exminster, you see. So that was that. And so then we just talked and talked. And from that, you'll see, I mean, I've flicked through, Ruth got all this, which I assume you've got on. I imagine you've got all this.
Well, it's Natalia's research.
Is it the article that's on the website?
You've got them on.
Yeah, so I wrote that article.
Right.
Using the minutes of the meetings.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad of that because there is. I know some of these, not all of them alive now, sadly. No. One, two, three. No, I can't see who the others are. I'm not there. I don't know what we dressed up for, but we did. Anyhow, whatever.
You did so many things.
You've got all of this. And some pages that Ruth printed off are repeated. So anyhow, so and this comes into it. That would have been the vicarage, which is now, do they call it St. John's House?
Yes.
Opposite the church? Yeah, that would have been that. And my children did country dancing, and particularly Maypole, June the 24th, is it? Sometime then, is the Feast of St. John's. Yes, anyhow, so you've got all that, haven't you?
Yes.
There's the 10th, a smaller version of
that one. Yes, so we've got the original in the Heritage Hub. It's about this large.
Have you?
Yeah, it's really big.
Oh, right. Oh, well, that's good. Anyhow, but that's very clear. I mean, you know...
It was beautifully written.
Well, my guess is... My guess is, I don't know if she's here. If there's somebody... Have you come across... The person who went to, with Mabel to,
Brenda?
Yes.
Gilpin?
Yes. Now, if you've got, I haven't really looked on this.
That does ring a bell, so.
Yes, if Brenda Gilpin, and I can't believe she wasn't with us, but anything artistic in the village, but she was teaching as well at this time. So maybe she's not here. But if Brenda Gilpin had anything to do with anything, she would have done that. Yeah. Or I think Averill Clitheroe could have done that sort of writing. Here she is on the end. And I gather these are all the...
Committee members, yeah.
And the past committee. And, you know, if you look at... Steve Bowden's mother, by the way.
Yes.
Her name is on this.
Yes, I think she's in the photograph, but I don't know which one she is.
Oh, right. What, do you mean the one dressed up?
She
might well be, but I don't know. No. Anyhow, I'll keep the bigger one from the pack, but the one, where is it? It's, you find it. It's the same as this, and it's better for your eyes than mine. Just get my glasses.
Brenda on there.
Now,
yes, B. Gilpin.
Have you got B. Gilpin?
Yes, we have, yes.
Well, it could very well be her.
Yeah, okay.
Or is B. Gilpin, she's not on, I don't think she was ever on the committee.
No,
but she was
just
the sort
there.
Of person. It's the same with the players, the Timoth players. She did their posters, she did their programmes.
Yes, we've got loads of them in the archive.
Yes, loads all by Brenda.
Yeah, she's
and
fabulous.
Anything that she belonged to or had connections with, if she could do something, she would.
Yeah.
She made a very good drawing of the south door from the church.
Yes, we have it.
And I always buy those cards because anybody who's gone out of the village, I send them one of those letter on that because it's
lovely.
It's a connection, you know. Yes. That's what. So yes. So I'll just get my glasses, but. Right, I'll stop talking now. You ask me another question.
That's okay. We'll wait until you sit back down so we can get it in the recording.